Okay. Hey, whatever. Where's Hashi? Hashi, we're starting.
Okay, good.
Fine. Look, I mean, Pachsim Shach Sanya, you know, the Simon House, the House of Torah and Chesed. But look, they just made a chasana not too long ago. Right, and so I don't have to say anything, because if they say about me, la'achar orech yamin v'shonim, la'achar me'ah v'eshim, just a little bit about what they said about you at Sheva Brachas, I'll go a happy man. So I'm you know.
You must have been a different Sheva Brachas.
Right. No, I was an audience. Right. Anyway, yeah, so, whatever. Right. Okay. The, we'll open up with Akasha. That the you know it's a kasha from the maskilim. It's not you know chalil v'chas. It's not, but it's just to open up the discussion. You know, it's the marshal writes in the tshuva daf simin tzadiches, you know, regarding on how people were changing their minhagim. You know, because of the how the popularization of the zayar, so people were abandoning you know ancient minhag Ashkenaz. Right, and doing things like al pi zayar, and he said like this, you know, that interesting point that, you know, al af gedulasa v'kedushasa of Rabbi Shimon, you know, ma'at mod nikva halacha kamoso v'shas. Even as much as he was a kodesh and a porusha, very little, is the halacha like him in shas, and therefore, so, who had the nami that the zayar that came from him? You know, just like in the Shas, very often we don't paskin like him, very often. So who are the Nami, you know, you're not supposed to paskin al pizoyer against the halacha that's Masura, or against the minog that was Makubo, midor dor. Right? Now, of course, the maskilim took that tshuva way out of context, as if the marshal didn't believe in the zoyer, chas v'shalom, you know, dvarim, which is ofer lepumam. Offer Lepumayu, the Marsha himself was a big Makobo and wrote a chibur in Kabbalah called Sefer Ha'ilon, She'ein Mokom Laharech, and it was from Shlomei Emune Yisrael. He was just saying that just because the Zohar says different than the Poskim doesn't mean you go with the Zohar. So really, the question is why this is the case, right? In Mol Kedushas of Gadlusos Shabbos Shivan, if he's Mechavin Ome Kasod. You know, so why is it taka that way, that in the Machlokas, the Zohar and the Gemara, right, we go with the Gemara, in the Machlokas, Mekubal, and Poskim, we go like the Poskim, right, is this not a kasha, as it were, on the Inyan, that he was Oymed al-Seyd Hashem, right, and the very fact that, you know, that even in the Shas, right, he's one Tana amongst all the Tanoim, you know, he doesn't get any special preference, right. But, yeah, before we will get back to that kasha, right. But the to be omid on the inyan of the shift that occurs tonight, you know, with the coming of Lag BaOmer, that there's a shift, right? That expressed itself in two ways. That you know, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva Pasku Lamus, and then years after that, Rabbi Shimon, who was one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva that endured, was a nifter, and he was Megal on his deathbed, the Idra Zuta, which is the Ikar Sotis of the Zohar. It's one of the most, complex parts of the system of the philosophy of the Zohar. And he says, Mefurish, on his deathbed, that he is not going Begreusa Lamadas, he's not going Mitoch Chisaron to the next world, he's going Mitoch Maila, just to climb to even a higher level. And the last word that came out of his mouth was Chaim. Right? To show that, and in the beginning of the drasha, he says, Lo hamesim yahal luka v'lo kar de duma, I'm Dovik b'chayim, and I've reached the madrega, they're going Spitz Chaim, going to the real Chaim, the last word, like we said, came out of Nazar, Chaim. And that happened in Lag BaOmer also. And the question is, what these two events represent. It's me. Have meatballs and have a L'chaim. Right.
I'm going to grab a chair from here, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Chaim.
Chaim. Chaim, Chaim.
That's what he said was Chaim. Okay. All right. So, things like this, all right, we find, you know, in the psukim throughout Tanakh, you know, probably more than what I could remember offhand. Right? Let me say, like, for instance, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ved, or Baruch Uvaruch Shem Kvodo Le'olam, and many other psukim that put these two terms together, shame and kavod. Right. There's a bechina called shame and a bechina called kavod. Kol ma shebara kashchu lo bro el lichvoidoi, the Mishnah says in Avos, shenemar ka nikra b'shmi lichvoidi barosiv yitzartiv afasisiv. Right. Everything that's called by my name for my lichvoidi barosiv yitzartiv. So again, Covid being associated with Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, Komash Baruch, Kurz Baruch Hu, Lo Bro Lechvodo, but the pasuk that's brought invokes the idea of shame first, Kol Nikra B'Shmi, Lechvodi, Barosiv Yetzira, Asisiv, that these two terms of Gilui Elokus, right, appear together, shame and Covid. And there's many, many more psukim, more than I can enumerate, that, you know, that talk about that first, and it's always Magdim, shame to Covid. And to understand these two bechinas, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is noida b'shem, and also these megalik kvoidoi, the difference between shame and kovid. So, you know, the difference, there's a hevdel mahuti between shame and kovid. Right? Shame, how do you make a good name for yourself? Shame is kol kulo, your achievement. You know, people talk about how you did this and how you did that, right? The shame is self-generated, right? You've done good things, and that's what, you know, kana shame tov, kana la'atzmo, right? In a certain way, you're acquiring yourself because you're being megala what your etzem is, right? Kovid is not that way, right? Kovid is what others give you, right? Hey, a person, you know, you mechabed yourself, that's nice, but it doesn't mean much. Right? Kavod is, you know, other people are mechabed you. Right? And you know, legabe this, right, that, you know, that the more others there are, the bigger the kavod. Barov am hadras melech.
The more it runs away from you.
Yeah, that's right. So that proves it, that kavod is not self-generated. It comes from the outside. It comes from the outside. Right, so and that's the hevdol mahuti. That shame, right? Shame is from is the thing itself, right? That shame, you know, the way it's used, you know, in Lashon HaKodesh, right? What it means, Rabbi Meir Havadayik Bishma, is that it's the uptouch of the thing itself. The thing itself, kavod is recognition from the outside, right? All right, the kol Bora HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo bora ela lichvodo, right? Me, things that are other than God, things that are other than Him, that's what's mechabed Him. Right? You know, there's no glory in being mechabed yourself. Glory is that you get covered from others. Komasha bora HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo bro'o ela lichvodo, anything other than Himself is what's mechabed Him. Shenema kol nikra b'shmi, Lichvodi barosiv yitzartiv afasisiv bria yitzir asiya, right, is you know, from there comes covet, right? Those olamas that are called what's kivyachol outside of God, you know, these are the things that He created, right? That's where he gets covet from. But then there's hanikra b'shmi, which is meramis on the olam ha'atzilus, right? Which is meramis on the etzem alukus, the thing itself, and this is what it says in Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. Korem shebora kodesh baruch hu olamo bora, right? Bria. Korem shebora hayahu ushmo echad, right? He and his name were one, right? Because the inyan of the shame, right? As opposed to, and that's the inyan of the big mile of shame tov, right? Shame is you know, is the gilui of the etzem, right? Whereas kavod is recognition you get from others, you know, and their perception may be flawed, or and the kavod that they give you may not be on par with what you really deserve and a true recognition of what you really are. And that's the inyan, that we say the pasuk Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ved quietly all the days of the year other than Yom Kippur. Right, because yeah, we're mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, the bria is mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the bria also is fragmented. It's mechabed other things also. Right, we divide our time equally, equal opportunity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to the Yetzer Hara. right? Mekayim oily miyotri oily miyitri, right? You know, mechabit both, and that's why we have to do bilechisha all the days of the year, except Yom Kippur, because on Yom Kippur there is no Yetzara HaSatan's Gematria 364. He doesn't work on Yom Kippur, like the Gemara says, and that's why you say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso out loud, because at least the covet that we give HaKadosh Baruch on Yom Kippur is emistic. It's the covet that he truly, as it were, deserves, you know, from us, because we're not serving anybody else either on the side. But the covet comes from the chutz, whereas shame is the gilui of the etzem, the thing itself. Right? And the truth is like this, you know, the philosophers and the physicists, you know, kvar nimnu v'gamru, that we don't know the shame of anything. We really don't know the essence of anything. When you measure something in the laboratory, whether you put it on a scale, or whether you put it on a spectrum, you know, whatever way you're going to measure it, you are not measuring essence. You're not really getting the thing itself. You know, Kant was already omit on this. The thing itself, right, which is really what we call Lashon Hara, the shame, is ne'elam, right? We only see the effect it has on the scale. We see the effect it has on our eyes. You know, we just know the effect, and that's all begetter covet, right? Right, the thing itself, we really don't know. Right? And that's the mila of the Torah over all the other chachmas that are called chachmas chitzonius, because the sciences will measure how it's on the scale, how it is on this graph, how it is on the effect that it has on the instruments, the kalim that we have to measure things. The thing itself, you know, what is it about, right? You know, well, you know, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from it? That the science can't measure. So everything that the science sees is begetter covet, not begetter shame. Right? But this goes deeper, right? This goes deeper into, you know, because everything comes from the Torah. Istako by Raiso bara alma, and therefore from the Torah we have both bechinas called shame and covet. So of course, you know, that shame is what we say, Kol Tar Kulo Shame Moisav Shakarish Baruch Hu. The famous Chazal, the Ramban speaks about this a lot in his Pirush on Chumash, right? But there's also a getter of covet that comes from the Torah, meaning to say like this, right? First and foremost, right, you know, these olamas called Briya Yetzirah Asiyah, they're called covet, right? The olamas that are mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're kivyachol on the outside, there is Nivroim, and they're mechabed him. That was Nivra B'Torah also. You know what the shurish of that is? The shurish of that is in this halacha, what the Gemara says in Kiddush and Kamen Dumani Daflam and Beis, right? That a Talmid Chacham Shemochla Kvodo Mochul, and the Gemara asks what Vachi, you know, it's Torah Dileu in Torah Deo Dechsev Ubetoroso Ye Geyomla. The Bechina of Kovid HaTorah Taka belongs to the Nivroim. You know, Kovid HaTorah, the Bechina called Kovid, that's Mispasha. The Torah is called Shame. And it's also called Kavod, and the Bechina of Kvoida Shel Torah, Taka belongs to the Nivroim. And anyone who, you know, who's your Mechav for Torah, it's his, it's Mamish his, and it can be Michael al Kvoida. Right? Yeah, but that's not the Omek, that's, you know, that the Kavod at Torah, right, is not the Omek and the Achiza of the Sherish of Torah. Right? All right, you know, it's called in Torah Dilehu, right? And that's brought down Halacha Shorah. But there's a famous medrash in Vayikra Rabbah that says like this, that an Amoritz was chepering Rabbi Yanai. So Rabbi Yanai said, "What do you want from me? Leave me alone." He said, "Yerusoi Gabach, my Yerusha is by you." Well, I didn't steal anything from you. No, it says, you have the Torah. Morosha Kilas Yanai lo ne'emar, ela Morosha Kilas Yaakov. Right? Hey, the Torah doesn't belong to you. It belongs to everybody. It's Morosha Kilas Yaakov, not Morosha Kilas Yanai. It belongs to everybody. Famous Chazal. So what, that Chazal is not a Liba Deuchasa? All right, we say in Gemara and Kiddushin, right? Torah Dilehu, right? Ketzad Yisyashu, these two Makaris and Chazal. They're talking about these two different Bechinas of shame and covet, right? The Bechina of covet HaTorah, which is the Hispashus of the Torah. And in the getter of the Hispashus of Torah, you know, just like in covet, Barov Am Hadras Melch, the more deists that there are, right? The more it's a covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a covet of the Torah, that the Torah could take a break up into so many possibilities. So the more, the merrier. And the more deist, the more it shows the godless of Torah, the Torah could, you know, that one Torah could break up into so many deists. That's the bechina of covet, right? But the Torah, right, b'shorsho, right? Right, belongs to Knesset Yisrael, not to any one individual. How Torah's nispashet, right? So it's nispashet in many different directions. Lefi, the different people who learn Torah, and that hispashes is called kavod, kavod haTorah. And Taka belongs to the guy who was megal that possibility. But that's, you know, mitzad the gilui lechutz. But the Torah b'shorsho is morasha kehilas Yaakov, right? It belongs to Knesset Yisrael. It's too big for one person to own. And that bechina is called shame. And that bechina, you know, Morasha Kilas Yaakov, right? That, you know, that pasuk is not just, you know, it's a pasuk in Torah. Of course, every pasuk in Torah is important. But by the Rambam, in his writings, that pasuk is very important. Morasha Kilas Yaakov is a proof to the Rambam that only a mitzvah noheges l'doros is roi lalos b'minyan atariag mitzvahs, because that's be forever. It has to be Morasha. Yerusha ain't lo hefsek. Yerusha goes on. The nitzchius haTorah. You know, if Torah would be the legacy of individuals, it would not be eternal. Because an individual is here and gone tomorrow. He's here today, he's in the grave tomorrow. If Torah is a bris oilam is too big to be owned by individuals. Right? That's why, and this is the site that Kershaw didn't give the Torah to the others, even though they would have loved to have it. Right? Because Torah is a bris oilam, we had to wait till Amisos nishtachlel. Besoid am, we became a nation, we became a tzibur, ein tzibur mesim, the Gemara says in Temura. Right? You know, a klal is a tzibur is forever. And that's what he said, Yerusai gabach, marasha kilas Yaakov. Right? It belongs to all Am Yisrael. And that's, you see, an amazing thing that Kayadua the Svarim tell us, both in Sifrei Musar and Sifrei Chassidus, right, that the Memches Svarim Shator Niknes Bahem are Keneged, the 48 days of the Omer, and the 49th day is to chazer them all. It's a Torah that you'll find, you know, in all the Svarim. Right? So it's very interesting. When you count up to the 33rd, right, which is tonight, so it tonight is Ohefes HaTochachos, right? You should want to be makabel, you know, input and constructive criticism from others. And then after, that's tonight, that's Lag Bomer. That's the 33rd. And after that, it all becomes Inyonim of Ben Adam L'Chavero. Ma'amid, you know, how you should help other people. Ma'amid o'emes, ma'amid o'ashalom, right? Nose ba'olim chavero. All these types of things, you know, in your name of ben adam l'chavero and helping someone else from the 33rd midah and onwards. So the Maharal just stam in his Pirush on Ovis just deals with the kasha. What do these things have to do? Bishlama, right? Chan. Right. That's right. That's correct. We're going to talk about it. Right. It's Chai Olam Nota B'Sochenu. That's right. Chai Olam. Bris Olam. Right. So we're going to talk about that in a second. Now we're going to get there. Right. That the. But amazing thing. From Lag Bomer onwards, there's a shift in the Dvarim Shator Nikras Bem. That's all in Yonei Ben Adam L'Chavero. So the Maharal deals with the Kasha. And he invokes this medrash. I mean, he doesn't mention the medrash mefurash, black on white, but he mentions the yesod that we see from that medrash of Morasha Kilzai says, because the Torah belongs to an am. It doesn't belong to individuals. Right? And therefore, you need these midas to show that you're a chelik of the am. You're noisabolim chavero. Right? That's the Maharal's big example. Noisabolim chavero is my mamish pure benonim chavero. Your problem is my problem, says the Maharal, because the Torah belongs to an am. It doesn't belong to individuals. Right? And it's interesting that we reach that transition from the 33rd Midah and onwards. Those Midahs take a shift to Inyonim of Ben Adam L'Chavero, to show that you're part of the Am, right? And you're not on your own trip. Right? Because like we said, you know, the Torah can't be a Torah that's a Bris Olam, that's a Morosha, that's Shein LaHefsek, if it belongs to individuals. Kavod haTorah belongs to individuals, the Bechina of Kavod, right? But the Etzem of Torah, they have something that's Ein Sof. It can only belong to an Am, that's also an entity that will never be bottle. Even though the individuals in the corporation will shift over, it's still called the same Am, The Am has no bittul. Right? But it goes more than that. Right? You know, it goes mamash, you know, much more than that. Right? That really the difference between covet and shame really is the difference between whether you're going to deal with Torah as a social code, as like a social contract of how we have to conduct ourselves so as we don't hurt each other, right? Or whether the Torah is gilui elokus, right? You know, the everyone has to honor the law, So here's the question, right? And that's the bechina of covet. Everyone has to respect the law. Right? But a question is like this, right? Especially legabe the inyan that we call mishpatim, right? The dinei mominus. The Chazal say that even if they wouldn't have been nitztave, it was been roy for for the humankind, right? To have legislated something just like it, right? And of course, we don't have to talk about that. The apikorsim show tremendous parallels between the Torah and the Code of Hammurabi and Ofer lupumayu. We don't have to go through all the examples that they showed how it's similar to the ancient bodies of law. Right, so the question is like this: what's our advantage? What's the big advantage if you're paskening dinei mamres al pi baba kam ba mitzia baba basra, right? Or you're going to go with secular laws? Is the whole difference the difference in what the tashlumim are? That's the whole difference. They put the tashlumim here, and we say that's too little over there. Legabe that's too much. What's our advantage? Right? It's just an advantage of dollars and cents. We just charge differently, right? How do we say no, right? Torah is a lot bigger, right? Than just chayiv and potter, which is the gili of kvoida shel Torah. The Torah will extend to all scenarios, right? But Torah is much bigger than that. Torah is connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That when you live al pi baba kama bam tzir baba, so you're not just stam settling a dispute, right? But you are actually going to experience connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by being mitnaheg that way, right? And this is so essential, because the question is like this, right? This whole business, just shita al feishnin, it's just 6,000 years, this whole business, right? That the HR is going to be sholeit, and it's going to be a problem, there's going to be disputes, and there'll be fights, and it's going to have to, you're going to need, to be mevarer, the ra from the tov. What do you do, right, when there's no more ra in the world? What's going to be the purpose of baba kam, baba mitzia, and baba basra? When Mashiach comes, right, it's going to be world peace. World peace and no divorce. What are Heshy and David going to do? Right?
Right, you suck. I mean, tax.
Right? LMI, right? Because there's, aside from the how that people have to honor and give respect to the law, right? The law is Gilui Shame Shamayim. Gilui Shem Shemaim, and mitzad that Torah's nitzchias. The Torah is forever because the divine lights that are nizgala through the Torah, right? The kesher that gives us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what's forever, right? Even if the scenario of of being mechayef someone, pacha someone will pass from the world, right? Those divine lights, right, are shaykh forever and ever and ever. I mean the bechina of shame of Torah. Right? How we give cover to the Torah, that's what's going to shift, right? The shame of Torah, right, is what's forever, right? But that's that's definitely so much more so, right? When a person is oisik inside, there's oisik in the bechina of shame directly, right? Ki yodashmi. Ki yodashmi. You'll find throughout the Shonim, the people, Afaltea Sakveo, ki yodashmi. Right? The shame of Torah, right, is to be Isaac directly in the Indian of Torah. Right?
It also says
Akabeo
ki yodashmi.
It
connects the
Kabbalah
to knowing
the shame. Right. Because the Ikar is the shame.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
What do you want to know?
No, sorry. Nos Kvodecha is how he's manig the world. I want to know why Tzadik Varalo, Rosh Vitovlo. Right? So Bechina, so the Bechina of Soid is the Esek in the aspect of shame per se, Ki Adashmi, Esek in this Inyan, that Kol HaTorah Kulo Shemos of Shakosh Baruch Hu, the aspect of Halacha, right, is be Esek in the covet of Torah. Right, but the mila of the covet also is that's connected to the shame, and like we said, covet belongs to the individuals in Torah Dilehu. Right, the bechina of shame belongs to the am. Right, it's too big to be owned by one individual. Right, the bechina of shame, the bechina of morosha kilas Yaakov, which is the ikar bechina of matan Torah. It's hard to know morosha al tikar morosha al morosa. That matan Chazal Darshan and matan Torah gave us a din of an ashes ish biyom chasunoso zu matan Torah. Right. Right. Oh, so a meister atzmo divrei Torah ain omrim halacha mishmo. Where it says, person mamish learned Torah from serious nefesh. You don't say it mishmo el mishem stoma de gemara. According to some gersos, he is like Torah itself. It's bigger than the individual. Bigger than the individual. Right. And so now. And it says this also in the Seder of the Omer is mamish parallel to the Seder of Bria's Home, because really the difference between covet and shame is also the difference between din and rachamim, right? Covet, the more the merrier, right? Now, of course, ribui happens in din, the Maharal writes in a few places, because, you know, you're machalik, right? If everyone would be the same, right? It would be the same, so more people wouldn't be a bigger cover, because everyone anyway thinks the same way. It's just like, you know, clones, right? You know, dinim, that's machalik. That's what creates the idea of rabim, meaning as many as in ribui deis, different deis, like shem shem partsufem shal, kachin deosem shals, and if all many different people are machabim, that's something, as opposed to it's all people from the same cult, right? Right, so that's kind of the Indian of shame, that's machalik. The Indian of a covet is the Indian of din, that's machalik. The Indian of covet in Torah delay, it belongs to you, you have a schos in it, that's all din, right? The Indian of shame is beside shitif mamidas harachamim, because the shame is not divisible. Shame, a name, is not divisible, right? Covet is, you know, divisible am infinitum, the more the merrier, right? Everyone could have his own unique, you know, Torah Dilehu, right? The shame is indivisible. It's one name. It's one concept. You can't cut it into half, right? And it's besod shittim midas rachamim bra, right? This was the Seder by Bria Salem, right? You know, the first Aliyah of Bereshis talks about Bria Salem, you know, and it's all just Elokim, Shem Adin. How many times Elokim? 32 gematria covered. Gematria covered. Right? Because covered is making the Nevroim, those that are separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and each one separate in its own gvul. But then after Shabbos, Vayechulu Hashem Vartz, everything is nitkalel. So then the Torah Chazar, B'yom Asos, Havaya Elokim, Eretz V'Shamayim. Shame and covered. Elohim was Lamed Beis, Gematria Kovet, that's Din, every Koch onto its own, and the multitude of Koiches, and these Nivroim Nifrodim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bri Yetzirasiyah, right? But then after the Hitkalus of Shabbos, Biyom Asos Havaya Elohim Eretz Shamayim, right? And that's where we go again into detail, the Bri of Nasa Adam, you know, with all the detailed Bri of the Adam, after Biyom Asos Elohim, you know, Eretz V'Shamayim is talking about how the Adam now has to pull the pieces together, right? And that's the Indian, that Adam Rishon was Korosh, and that Aliyah, second version of Ma'aseh Bereishis, Vayikra Shikra Allah Barsho, Hu Shmo, that the Adam is Megalad Shem Shamayim, right? The covet is already in the Nivroim Nifrodim. The Adam has to be Megalad Shem Shamayim that pulls it all back together again. Pulls it back together again. Right? And just like it's that way in Seder Abriya, it's also that way in the approach to Matan Torah. As we approach Matan Torah, we're approaching from the outside. You know, from Me'ela Latata, it's shame, kvod, machuso, shame, and then covet. But if you're coming from the outside, you're going to be pogay and covet first, and only then reach shame. The first 32 days of the Omer, gematria covet, they were nitva al shelo nahagu, covet, ze la ze, right? They were still holding in the olam of covet atera, right? Which is the chitzonius of Torah, how Torah's nispashet, people, you know, you get credit from the fact that you were another spigot, another faucet, for another gili of Torah, but that's mamash how Torah's yoytze l'chutz. But of course, when you're living in the covet realm, in the covet state of mind, you know, hey, there's not enough covet to go around, right? Lo nagu covet zazeh, you're into your own covet, covet delay, right? Torah delay, right? As Rav Moshe told us in Shir, Bizal Lashon, HaTamidei Chachamim, Hem lo morasha kilat Yaakov minded. Right? Yeah. Right? Right? They're into Torah delay. They're not morasha kilat Yaakov, you know. They're not into that, right? They're into the Torah delay, right? Because they're into the covenant Torah, mitzad har Torah's mispashet lachutz, right? And then they get high on that inyan of how everyone, you know, use mamshech the Torah lachutz this way and that way, right? Right? All right, but that's also what the piskei halacha, and to get this straight, is sort of davar niflamot. The piskei halacha, detailed psakim, he paskins potter, he paskins chayef, that's it all in covet Torah, right? But derech halimud, is all besoid shame, right? All right, two Talmid Chacham could be working with the same derech, they both learned by the same rebbe, right? Trei tanoi alib de Rabbi Elazar. Right, they both had the same rebbe. They both have the same derech. So in methodology, they're one and the same. Right, when it comes to the final psak, each one says differently. Right, and that difference between that they could be of the same school of thought, but still come out with a different psak, it really goes down to this difference between shame and covet. Right, that in shame they're one. They're from the same school of thought. Right, but you know when it comes to the covet, he pulled it out in this direction. He pulled it out in that direction. Right. Right. When you talk about something being a chibur, right? You write a book. It's one book. So, you know, the question: what qualifies as a book? Right. Just the fact that a whole bunch of pages are in the same binding. Right. But on one page it says one thing, another page it says something totally different, another page says a third thing that doesn't stem with the first two. Is that a book? You call it a chibur? Right? Just because it's all bound together? Right? What? That's a likud. It's a likud. It's not a sefer. It's not a chibur. Chibur is the pshat that there's some type of, you know, mental, you know, conceptual connection, you know, between, you know, like called a storyline, there's some type of pattern of thought that runs through the whole thing, right? Right, and that's what makes a chibur, right? The inyan of Rabbi Akiva, right? That, you know, that Chazal tell us, you know, kulusti masalibit Rabbi Akiva, right? Right? Oh, you know, the Safra, the Sifrei, the Tosefta, the Mishnais, they're all his Talmidim. Right, the whole way that Torah was nitchaber was through him. Right, so even though Halach Rabbi Akiva mechaveiro, avolo mechaveirav, Halach is not always like Rabbi Akiva. You know, close to Masalim Rabbi Akiva, Halach is not always like Rabbi Akiva. But the big mila of Rabbi Akiva is called the Shurish of Torah Shabbal Peh. Right, was that he gave the Derech Halimud. So even though that Derech Halimud splintered. And there are other shitas tanoim, mainly those that came after him, and even maybe his own talmidim argued on him, but they're all learning with his derech halimud.
Why do we quote him with Yishmael, which is a different derech halimud?
That's right.
Every morning before our Shabbos.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. So that we paskin those 13 meters. We do paskin those 13 meters. Lamasa. And because why? It doesn't stare. It's not Seiser Rabbi Akiva's Derech Halimud, even though Rabbi Akiva did not darshan klal frado klal, he darshan riba mit riba, right? It doesn't stare his Derech Halimud, right? It's a davar nifla to be mizbonin that in the what made Rabbi Akiva bigger than himself, bigger than his particular psukim, was that he was manchil am Yisrael a derech halimud that gave them an eternal kesher to Torah. And we spoke about this last year in Kamakam Laharich, that the end that Rabbi Akiva was dorish on Kisrei Oisius, right? Is that, you know, the Kisrei Oisius Maral says represents the asugas of Torah that just go way beyond the literal words of the Torah. They extend upwards, right? Rabbi Akiva gave us a shaychus to it. He gave us a derech halima that could access it. So even if in his detailed psukim we don't always paskin like him, right? But his derech halimud is the life force, is the neshama of Torah Shebaal Peh. Whether you come out like him or not, the shame of Torah Shebaal Peh is his, right? Even though the detailed psukim are not, the whole derech, right? The derech, which is beside the shame, right? You know, the living soul of what makes a chibur is his. That's the day is the shorash of Torah Shebaal Peh. Even if a lot of times we don't paskin like he paskin that Kiddush is not toughest in Chayvei Lavin, and there's a mamzer mechayvei, and we don't paskin that way, right? Masa yava litzara sabasva kaimeno, all types of psukim we don't paskin like, right? But still, that's mitzad the kavod Torah, that the detailed ruling that it was nespashim, right? So we don't paskin like him, but the mamash the derech halimud, the methodology. Right, that's what makes him the shorash of Torah Shebaal Peh, right? And it's Hu Adin Nami in his Eis Tamid, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, right? They says about himself, Hizaru b'midoisai, midoisai, trumas, mitrumas, midoisai, shor Rabbi Akiva, right? He's the spitz of what Rabbi Akiva is all about, and in the sense that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai mamish gave us a kesher to the Shemus, right? The bechina of Torah is called Shem Gufa. Right, which is Chochmas HaKabbalah, that's being misboinen in Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how Divrei Torah is mispashed in everything, and how Torah things you know, diversify far and wide. It's all Yotze from the same Makor, right? From the same Torah, from the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even the Ra is a chelik of the Tov. All these things that are Nizgal and the Seidus Hazor, Soda Yichud, right? And that's an amazing thing. I neglected to mention that the Rambam is Gornispol, right? From Rabbi Kiva's statement in Ovis, Hakol Tzofui Varashus Nesuna, right? Bechira Zemes and Yedia Zemes, Hakol Tzofui Varashus Nesuna, and Kamadumani says this also Shalem Shalav Nemar Nichnas B'Shalom V'Yotza B'Shalom. He says, like he sees in this, you know, in this statement in the Ovis, you know, how it's a sign of how Rabbi Kiva was nechas from Yosef B'Shalom Mea Paradise, right? Now, the idea is, you know, to understand that the difference between Yediyah and Bechira, right, is one Yediyah, there's one destiny, but there's Bechira, which is multiple possibility, that is all beside shame and covet. Yediyah is the shame, right, and Bechira is the covet. Different possibilities, and it's all one. And he says, also Sholem, Shenichras B'Sholem, V'Yotzev B'Sholem, was Oymed on this side. That Yediyah's Emes and Bechira's Emes, they're all beside shame, Kavod Machuso. The Yediyah is the shame, right? And the Kavod is in the Bechira, and they all fit together. You know, my Rosh Yeshiva Zichron Roy used to give a marshal, X squared is equal to 4. X could be 2, could be negative 2. So Bechira is 2 versus negative 2, but if you're Oymed on Yal, the Inyan of the shame, the Yediyah, in the Yediyah you see it's all X squared is equal to 4, it's all one. It's all just one cosmic equation, and each one is just being Megala, another possible solution, but it's all the same formula. And that's HaKol Tzofui Verushus Nesuna. Yediyah is MSN, Bechira is MSN, it's Besod Shame and Covet. Right? And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was the one to give us the achiza and the covet. Right? There's an am that saw our kesher to Torah. You know, there's a tkufa. We saw our kesher to Torah just dwindling. Right? There were no more neviim on earth. Right? But at least there was with the Gilui Elokus that there was with Mitzah that the Beis Hamikdash was still standing. And then we lost that. Right? And we saw Mamashi, our kesher to Torah. And that Torah should be beside Shem, not just a book of laws. A book of laws could have endured without Nevuah and without a Beis HaMikdash. But that the Torah should be Gilui Elokus, and when you keep Halacha with this, you're connecting to Eretz Yisrael, you're being Dovek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you're Manig, Alpi, Baba Kam, Baba Tzia, Baba Asha. That's what was waning. Right? And that's what the whole project of Rabbi Akiva was, you know, that's all beside Yemea Omer, was to try to restore our Kesher to Torah. Right, Shelo Tishakach HaTorah. right? That, you know, that one of the Loshon HaTorah, not that we shouldn't lose halacha. Halacha could have been written down and preserved. We weren't worried about that. But Loshon HaTorah shouldn't be shochech the shame of Torah. That Torah is elokus, to have an achizah in the elokus of Torah. But even legabe halacha, that we shouldn't lose the methodology by which we could, you know, invent new halacha with the new shalos that we arise. So you have an achiza in the bechina called shame, which also means derech halimud, the ability to extrapolate and create new halacha in response to general. It would just be a book of laws, right? It would be obsolete already, right? And this day, the Torah is also shaita, gas ruach, that said, you know, why didn't Rav Ashi write a book like the Rambam? So also shaita v'gas ruach, right? Said, you know, because they're klipas. Klipas at the time, you know, and Sitrach was Monea, and that's why the Gemara is like a choppy book, right? Also, Shoita and Gas Ruach, who calls himself a Makobo, right? He doesn't even make much money out of it either. Well, sure, your sister goes to him, right? Kids, anyway, right? When I told the soldier of Moshe, he took a swing at me, right? Right? So that's a Klipas. Ravashi wrote this book of, you know, understand that, you know, what everything that was happening since Rabbi Akiva until Chassim HaShas was to preserve the methodology. If Ravina Ravashi would have written a book like the Rambam, just Piskei Dinim, Torah would have gone obsolete. Ravina Ravashi were interested in preserving the Derech HaLimud. That was their agenda. And that's why Torah is still relevant. But we have this system of Shakla Vitaria and Gidre that we use every time a tshuva is written on a new Shaila, right? What? That's it. That's why the Shas is the greatest book ever written, right? On the heels of Rabbi Akiva laying down the groundwork of being Megala Chiburim, which is a Derech HaLimud that pulls all the pages together. And in that way, you know, Rabbi Akiva v'Talmidav Shechor Yekar Ross Enem Yekar is Gematria Omer Kol Yekar Ross Eno Zur Rabbi Akiva Chaverav Dror Shal Nigla Rabbi Akiva Yekar is Gematria Omer, because your memoirs are about building a kesher to Torah. In preparation for Torah to be given, you better have Kalim to be Makabud, Kalim to be Miskashen, and saying of Yemei Omer, they were working. Talmid Rabbi Akiva was a bold project. They saw Elokus going at Behester. They saw no more Nevi'im, no more, you know, no more Beis HaMikdash. They saw our Kesher to Elokus waning. The project of Rabbi Akiva was to restore the Kesher. That we should have been this Kesher in Torah, not just as a rule book, being this Kesher in Nishmas HaTorah, being this Kesher in Torah as Kulo Shemot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the Rabbi Akiva project. And the Midas HaDin was Nisar, where they're really, really Roy. Right? And they were working outside in, going from covet, trying to penetrate from covet to shame, because they were coming from the outside in, right? And while they were still on the outside, so Poga ben Mias din shelo nagu covet zelozeh, while they were still in covet, you know, in the covet dimension, on lag ba'omer, right? That says the Maral, they were zocher to go from orech, you know, mismol shkovet to orech yomim bimina. Right, which cause Lagbar was called on Yud Ches Iyor, which is Gematria Orech Chai. They went from the left side to the right side. They went to Kovet, which is divisible. Everyone has Kovet delay, right? To Chaim, which is indivisible. As long as if you're half alive, you're 100% dead, right? As long as being half alive, a shame is indivisible, right? The Kabbalah is called Nishmas HaTorah, Nishmas Chaim. The Neshama spreads throughout the body equally, despite the Chilukei Varim. There's no Chilukim in the Neshama. It's an Achdus. That's the breakthrough they had on Lag Ba'omer. That was the day that Rabbi Kiva's legacy made it against all the Ketrugim, against the Sitra Achra. And that's it. They made it over the wall, from the outside in, from covet into shame. Right? That's why that the Remez to Lag Ba'omer, the Shlokar says, is from the wall. You know, Yaakov says a gal between him and Lavan, right? You know, Lavan's on the outside, Yaakov's on the inside. You got to make it over the wall. On Lag Bomer, you get over the gal, right? And once you're over the wall, you're on the inside. And you're zochet to gal enai, v'abita niflos mitarasecha, right? You break through. They broke over the wall from the covet into shame. And this is what Rabbi Akiva, you know, this is Rabbi Akiva did in general, and the Spitzvot of Shimon Bar Yochai that gave us a chibur called Sefer HaZohar, and that's the Inyan, that even though, you know, the halacha is not like the Zohar when it argues on the Gemara, right? So You know, so Kayadua, you know, Roshiva Zichrono Livracha said, you know, we don't have the Zohar of the Shitas that we do Paskin like when it's against the Zohar, right? Everyone had was able to be Mefarish a Shita al Pisod. But our Derech HaLimud inside is Rabbi Shimon's, right? So even if his detailed Psokim don't always come out the way we Paskin, just like Rabbi Akiva's Psokim, his detailed Psokim, we don't always Paskin like. What's larger about these two individuals, what makes them bigger than themselves, is that they gave us the Derech. They give us the achiza, the grisp. Right. Yeah, very nice. Right. So even if the Zohar, we don't always paskin like it, but the Zohar is called the chibur in Sisrei Torah. It gave us the derech halimud, to give us an achiza, right? That we don't lose our grip. Right? And that's what it says, you know, in the Zohar Chag Beis of Kuf Nun Dalet, right? Rabbi Abba says, I'm so lucky, I was zochet to be begoy, nevi, mehemne, Rabbi Shimon v'chaverov. Right, I was zochet to be in this chabur, it's Nevi'im, right? Rabbi Shimon is chaverim. The pshat is like this, right? There wasn't nevuah already for a few hundred years, right? The pshat is, so we were losing our grip on Gilui Elokos that was only accessible through nevuah, right? At the time, you know, if you were zochet nevuah, you got this, right? Rabbi Shimon gave us a grip that we could get it through Talmud Torah, that everything that the Nevi'im got out of nevuah, which is a gift from God, no matter how much you were talking your midas, Rabbi Shimon gave us a achiza in Elokos through Limud HaTorah, right? And that was that, you know, that's Rabbi Shimon's mamish, the spitz of what Rabbi Akiva was all about, what the Emea Omer is about, having a grasp on the Torah, mitzad that it's Elokos, not just the law book. We have a grasp, we have a kesher to it, we have access to it. They even things that were previously in this gala through Nevuah, we could get those things through Talmud Torah, through learning. That's what Rabbi Akiva, v'chaverav, you know, Bechlau, and Rabbi Shimon Befrat was Megal. And this is the big turning point of the Omer, right? Tonight is the big break. This is the big breakthrough. Until now, it's like, you know, one step, and you don't know, you know, and it seems like, you know, your goal is infinitely away, right? Tonight is the big break, that you mamash feel that a relationship has been formed and it just has to just be finished off. Mashal Ma'adar says, Yishbitza, you're painting a picture, brushstroke, it looks like nothing, another brushstroke, looks like nothing. Then there's a certain number of brushstrokes that, oh, you see the tzura already, you just have to finish it off. That's Lag B'Omer. Lag B'Omer is that after 30, enough brushstrokes have been put into place that there's a tzura, right? A tzura of a kesher to Torah, and the rest is just window dressing. We'll just end off with one thing I heard from Moshe. He told us in Shir that he saw this, you know, in Hatzofe. That's the Mizrahi paper. Is that Mistama? He didn't apologize for having read Hatzofe, right? But he said it was years ago of Hatzofe. Ayom zelo to Hatzofe shalaz, right? Hatzofe is a Mizrahi paper. He didn't say it was decades earlier that it was in the classifieds Hashava Saveda, big letters. And what was the Inyan? The article was like this. You know, a person took out an ad. So it's like, I guess it's circa the 1950s, latest, right? A Yid from pre-war Europe, you know, says he's advertising for Hashava Saveda. They was by the Rogachover, right? On Lag B'Omer, right? And he asked the Rogachover, what's the Inyan of Lag B'Omer, right? And he says the Rogachover opened up a Yerushalmi and proved to me from a Yerushalmi that the journey to Harabayas, the Aliyah L'Regel, for Shavuos commenced on Lag B'Omer. Right? So that's the end of Lag B'Omer. People start feeling the Kesher to Torah. Torah, you just, you know, you feel like you're just walking in place. You feel the breakthrough, you feel the Kesher, the Aliyah L'Regel. So he says he was so nishtoimim from the riot, didn't pay attention to what was the daf. Does anyone know where this Yerushalmi is? Right? Za Mizrahi Shopam. Right? That's what he tells. No, he didn't know what Yerushalmi was. He said, but that's not what he says. He said, that's all right. Hashav Saveda, does anyone know where this Yerushalmi is? Yeah. Which Masechta. Right.
That's actually
Yes, sir. So that's the end. So even if the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon, that's mitzad the covenant, that's mitzad the detail, the psak, the deep prologue, but Rabbi Shimon opened up the derech that gives us an achiza in the shame of Torah, in the Urasel Yoinim, and that's the spitz, you know, of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, what Rabbi Akiva was striving for, and that's the last where he says that the chaye tor, the chaye olam, not a besochenu. right? That Torah will be chaye olam, not just a book of laws, you know, but has eternal life, which is individual, which is besides shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we break through on this day. L'chaim.
Wrong line again.
What?
15 minutes.